I'm Bill Dudley. In this program, we'll try to convey some of the history, heritage, and charm of this North Florida town, as well as a few fascinating sidelights around Madison County. Well, the cars look a bit different today, but a lot of things about the town of Madison just haven't changed that much through the years. Folks around here still call it a nice place to live. Most also say it was a wonderful town to grow up in.
You know, we just turn loose on the street. Nobody locked their doors or anything like that. And we'd have a football game every afternoon, and just it was just a great place to grow up.
Madison attorney Carrie Hardy looks back on his boyhood in the town.
My dad had the Ford dealership, and so I did a lot of work in the summer. Got paid 2 cents an hour for my first job, and I think I was overpaid.
One of the first things you'll notice about Madison is its many historic structures, from stately antebellum houses to classically styled public buildings. The city started life in 1838 as the county seat of Madison County, named after James Madison, our country's fourth president. The original town occupied a 1 square mile plot of land, according to Elizabeth Sims, author of A History of Madison County, Florida.
And they laid out the streets. And then they had a big meeting and barbecue and sold off lots in the town.
If you walk 4 blocks north of Bay Street on Range Avenue, you'll see one of the oldest houses in Madison, the Livingston House, built around 1836. Nearby are several other historic homes and one of Madison's oldest churches, the First Presbyterian Church, built in 1850. Madison's church bells could be heard pealing each Sunday morning. They were rung when World War II ended, and up until a few decades ago on other, less happy occasions.
When somebody died, the church that they belonged to would ring the bell, and they would ring one peal for every year that the person was old.
Frances Sanders, who grew up in Madison, has fond memories of how her Aunt Rosalie Millinor and Mrs. Beggs saved the great oak tree in the middle of West Sumter Street.
They got their little knitting in their chairs, and they came out and sat under the tree. And sure enough, here came the truck with all the men, you know. And they said, "Ma'am, we've been sent here to take this tree down." And they said, "No, we're not cutting this tree." And they said, "Ma'am, we have to. That's our job. The boss told us to come take the tree down." And she said, "We'll go talk to the boss if we have to. But this tree is not coming down." And you see it still there.
Adjacent to the Jordan Beggs home is one of Madison's finest classical revival houses. Another way for rural North Floridians to make a living was collecting pine sap for turpentine.
It was a liquid, real gummy, like real thick syrup, you know, but it would just slowly run down.
William Bubba Green travels around North Florida telling people about the days of turpentining.
It was hard work, but everything was hard back then, you know, hoeing cotton. And it wasn't, after you got used to it, it was just another day's work. If it's raining, you got wet, the bugs, the snakes.